another week in the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. Chilly one up here this week since I talked last. Let's see, we got a dump of 12 inches of snow. Then we got some wind, and then it turned 20 below. So welcome to life in Alaska, folks. This week, we're going to warm you up with some great humor. We're going to have fun with a new air quality sign they've erected here in Fairbanks, Alaska, for God knows why. An episode of There, I Said It. Lovely Maria joins us for Normal or Nope. Fun with Tinder Select if you're looking to get freaky. Worst movie decisions and more unfun facts. And pooping at Disneyland. All this on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
Oh, sad news in the world of entertainment. At least if you're my age and you grew up with Saturday morning TV, that's when all the cartoons were on, right? All the kids shows. Well, for a while in the 60s, thanks to Sid and Marty Croft, our mornings were no longer filled with, on Saturdays, filled with cartoons. No, they were live action. Remember Land of the Lost, Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, the Banana Splits, H.R. Puffin stuff? Oh, man. Yeah, this was the theme song to the Banana Splits, about a bunch of stray dogs and stuff lived in a junkyard, and they had a band, and they were really groovy. And I say this because I'm really bummed. It was, you got Sid and Marty Croft, these two guys that had come up with this idea of these crazy characters on Saturday morning instead of cartoons. And they were like cartoon characters, but they're real life in big costumes. Because H&R Puffin stuff, remember when, oh, that one was something. But anyway, I bring this up because Marty Croft has passed away. He was 86. Yeah, it was such a bummer. But his older brother's still alive. Sid Croft is 94. Yeah, they also did Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. H.R. Puffin stuff was the one I remember after. That was, I think, remember Witchy Poo and Jimmy with his magic flute? Boy, that sounds bad, doesn't it now? Could you get away with that? Jimmy and his magic flute? That's kind of like Bozo the Clown with his magic pocket rocket. Yeah, have you ever heard that song? That's a whole other song. But that's when you could get away with that. I don't know if you can now. And Jimmy and his magic flute. Really? I don't know. I think it was better when it was remember Bozo the Clown?
Wow, way up in the sky. I couldn't get down, and I sure couldn't go up. Then I found something in one of my pockets. It was about as big as your shoe, but it was shaped like a rocket. And then I heard a funny noise, and I realized that little rocket was making kind of a ticking sound.
Uh-huh.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
It's Bozo's pocket rocket.
4, 3, 2, 1. Zoosh! I'm flying through the air with Bozo's pocket rocket. I can travel anywhere.
Okay, I don't think we should continue after this. The FCC will shut us down. It's time to announce the word of the year. We mentioned it last week, actually. We didn't really get into it much. The Oxford University Press in England has awarded its prestigious word of the year honor to Riz. That's Riz, R-I-Z-Z, two Z's, not like Ritz crackers, Riz. What is Riz? What does Riz mean? Riz is internet slang, defined as style, charm, and attractiveness. And lovely Maria has Riz, you could say. The ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner. It's basically a shortened term for charisma. Like fridge is short for refrigerator. Unfortunately, this means Taylor Swift was snubbed. Riz beat out three other finalists, including Swifty. Uh-oh. It's going to draw the ire of the Swifty, the Taylor Swift fans. Right. The other word was prompt. The instruction given to an AI program which determines or influences the content it generates. It's basically like Google search for a query for AI. Situationship. A romantic or sexual relationship that's not considered to be formal or established. For other semifinalist words. Beige flag. That's two words, Mr. Oxford Dictionary, but okay, you're doing that again. A character trait that indicates that potential partner is boring or lacks originality. Beige flag. It's like being bland. It's between green flag and red flag. Parasocial. A relationship that a person imagines having with another person who they don't actually know, often due to being connected on social media. Somebody you follow or something. Heat dome. A persistent high-pressure weather system over a particular geographic area which traps a mass of hot air below it. Some heat domes. That's big now. You know, global warming. De-influencing. The practice of discouraging people from buying particular products, often through social media. Don't buy them. They support blah, blah, blah. Oh, gosh. I'm still stuck on Riz. What? I mean, I first read it. I said, oh, Riz. What? The word of the years? A member of the Wu-Tang Clan? Wait a minute. No, I get it. It's the sound a lightsaber makes, right? Wasn't Riz the sassy chick from Greece? Riz sounds like a dating app for skateboarders. Ooh, I get it. It's an energy drink marketed to the LGBTQ community. Riz? I could see that. You know, they did it with Zima. Elon Musk's latest dumb name for a baby, maybe? Or it's one of those extra characters you can play on Super Mario Kart. Riz. Is that Paris Hilton's tiny dog's name? I get it. It's a mint that you use to mask the booze smell on your breath before work. Oh, dude. I gotta go into work. I just did shots of tequila. I'm gonna need a Riz. ASAP. So that one makes sense.
Fire.
Hello.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Thanksgiving time is upon us. And once again, we dodged a bullet. We're not cooking this year, which is great. I like that. It makes it so much easier when we can just like hang out and wake up when we want. We don't have to stick our arm elbow deep into a turkey's butt. That's always nice.
That is nice.
So with that, it is the special Thanksgiving show, and I wanted to play a game. It's called Would You Rather. It's a Thanksgiving version of Would You Rather. So here you go. Here's your questions.
Okay.
Let's go with the first one. Would you rather have to catch a live turkey using only your hands or stand at a busy local intersection for 24 hours in a turkey suit?
For how long?
24 hours.
No, I'd rather catch a turkey with using my bare hands.
I could see you doing that, just ripping its head off, probably biting it off.
Yeah, that's about 2 seconds of pain instead of 24 hours of pain.
Right. Here's the next one. Would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner at home or at a restaurant?
Restaurant. Don't have to do dishes.
All right. Well, it says dinner at... Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Would you rather peel 100 potatoes or bake 100 pumpkin pies?
Bake or make?
It says, well, yes.
If it's just bake, well, hell. Somebody else makes them. I just cook them.
All right. So it does say bake. So you go with the pumpkin pies.
I'm going with bake. Yeah, yeah.
But if it was making the pumpkin pie from scratch, you would go with the potatoes, right?
Absolutely.
Right, right. Would you rather be covered head to toe in gravy or cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce.
Well, that was helpful quick.
It's almost cranberry sauce.
It's almost like you've done that before, which is kind of creepy.
As long as it included like stuffing and mashed potatoes, you can cover me in all that. I'm good.
Wow, that's incredibly erotic and yet fascinating
and it's
to me.
Creepy.
Can we try that?
Move on.
Would you rather say 30 things that you're thankful for or listen to someone else's 30 things with no interruptions?
I don't know if I'd pick either one of those.
You got to pick one. Would you rather? Would you rather give the 30 thing? That's a lot of things to be thankful for, or listen to somebody else's list of 30 things and not be able to interrupt or say anything.
You know what? I would rather I say it because I'll go, yeah, I like butter. I like eggs. I like cheese.
I like pizza.
Right. I'd move rather quickly as opposed to someone who's telling a story.
Right. All right, finally, one more for you. Would you rather eat your Thanksgiving meal with your hands only or go hungry?
Hands only.
All about that.
But, really? Is that for real? No.
Says the woman who offered to pour turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes all over her body. I guess.
Forgot the cranberry sauce.
Okay. This is really getting weird.
Love you, babe.
Hey, sign things are still slowly getting back to normal. Talking to my daughter the other day, and, you know, she's a 27, millennial-ish, right? She's got her head in a pretty good spot. We were talking about how her friends, the one thing that they're starting to get back to is conversation circles in their little apartments and stuff. Used to be they didn't care because nobody talked, but now they want to talk. They're done with the phones and and they say the younger folks are actually there. All right, we got to start talking, which is cool. Also, more kids are going to the trades than colleges and learning skills, which is great. That number's coming back. Also, more people are going back to work. You know, they figured out that, oh, look, I remember the whole, I'm working for, oh, yeah, it's great for a while. And then after a while, your home is your work, your office, everything, and it becomes a prison. And a lot of folks go, I got to get back to the office. And a lot of places are going, oh, yeah, it's time to come back to the office now. Yeah. New remote work survey, though, found 11% of you have bumped uglies while on the clock. So that, you know, are you screwing during a conference call to today's list? Got a list of things your boss would say if he could see you working from home. Think about that. For those of you listening to me right now, if you got us on the live stream, courtesy of Tanana Earp, whether you're listening on your laptop, your PC, Alexa, maybe on the app, I don't know. But if your boss could see you now, what would he probably say? Hey, where's your pants? 3-hour lunch break, huh? Must be nice. Damn, dude. When's the last time you showered? Wait a minute. You moved to Idaho? You're not even... You're in Idaho? Hey, is that tequila in the coffee mug? The answer would be yes, of course, because you're working from home. All right, just to be clear, the cat spends the entire Zoom on your lap? Are you cheating on me with another job? By the way, the answer there is also yes. All right, how much toilet paper did you steal? All right, you know, surfing porn during the sexual harassment training video kind of defeats the purpose. Yeah, by then it's time. People, it's time to get back to work. Just get back to work. Holidays are coming now. You got all the questions from the kids. Well, how come Santa does this? And why doesn't you got to lie and tell them all these things? You ever had to, like, Google the answer or something your kid asks you so you wouldn't sound like an idiot? So you guys can do that. When my kids were little, I didn't have Google. I was like, I pretty much had to lie or make it up or just say, I don't know, or come up with something catchy. On average, young kids ask 11 questions a day. That's 4,000 questions a year. And parents really only know how to answer about 42% of those questions. They say the most common questions have like the understanding of the world around them, animals, nature, current events. Parents were asked to name the most interesting question their child ever asked. Answers included like, why is the sky so high? Why can fish keep their eyes open underwater? What is it with the Palestinians, the Gaza Strip? And all right, maybe not. That might be a bit heavy. Heck, we're adults and we don't know the answer to that one. But thanks to questions like that and the stuff they learn in school, 81% of parents say they actually learn as much from their kids as their kids learn from them. On average, children will teach their parents 5 things a week. That's 260 different things a year you may not have known. Of course, then there's the other questions you don't really want to answer and you hope they never ask. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Hey, Mommy, what's that funny smell coming out of Daddy's office? Hey, Daddy, why do you have a tattoo that's not Mommy's name? Why does my goldfish look different?
Well, you see...
Hey, how come I look so much like Nick Cannon?
Oh, right.
How come Mommy's so much happier after she takes one of those little blue pills? So how come I have to sit at a separate table on Thanksgiving when it's Uncle Randy who's the one that's always crying and soiling himself?
Well, you got a point there.
Why does Daddy always want to drive the babysitter home?
Well...
how come you always drink from a Pringles can during my Little League games? Oh no, is Mommy choking? Why are you giving her the Heimlich? Naked.
Okay, we're done here. Hey, if you buy Mac, Kraft Mac and Cheese, you know what to expect. Macaroni, cheese, and one of the cheapest, easiest, least nutritional meals of the week. But hey, that's about to change. No, not that last part. Kraft is nixing the cheese. But hold on. It won't just be a box of noodles. It's called Kraft Not Mac and Cheese. You may have heard us talk about this in the foodie roundup as well. Features a dairy-free alternative to its usual powdered cheese. Yeah, that's powdered cheese has dairy. Did you know that? I didn't even know there's dairy in that. I didn't even know there's cheese in it. Let's be straight up. I don't think there is. It'll be showing up in grocery stores soon with two varieties, original and white cheddar with shells. Both will be priced $3.49. It's the first time Kraft has offered a vegan plant-based option. The vegan cheese sauce is made with a fava bean protein and coconut oil powder, which Kraft says has a similar taste, look, and feel to dairy-based mac and cheese. In other words, it might be better than it sounds. In fact, their press release describes it as mouthwatering. Okay, let's pull back on the reins there, Kraft. Pull back on the reins. Couldn't you have come up with a better name than Kraft No Mac and Cheese? Like Kraft Dinner for Broke Vegans? That would have been a good title. Kraft Mac and Powdered Sadness? Or just let's call it what it is. Kraft Yellow Gunk. We don't care what it... we don't care. Kraft, you must really like mac and cheese to eat this garbage, would be a name. Kraft, reason number 8,000 why you should take Ozempic. Kraft, microwavable awful. Kraft, insult to all other Kraft products. And yes, that includes Grey Poupon. Kraft, even prisoners won't eat this. How about we just call it, I can't believe it's not mac and cheese, and leave it at that. Could we do that? Now, we don't have to worry about, like, flies in the wintertime when we eat here, because we don't eat outside. It's usually outdoor picnics, events, right? Flies around. Have you seen those cool little spinner things you put on your picnic table, keeps the flies away? That looks fascinating. Because the worst thing about, you know, you see picnic and you'll see some flies. What do? You shoo them away, right? That's what we all do. This might change your approach. It turns out, I don't even know if I want to tell you this. This is like pulling the curtain back a little too far. You know, like years ago when it was announced that companies, Del Monte, now anybody that makes like canned food, soups, chili, that there is an allotted amount of bug parts that are actually allowed per can. And they do that because there's absolutely no way to say, yeah, there's no bugs in this. But bugs have protein, so we'll give you that. But, you know, flies, not exactly sanitary bugs. Turns out within the first few seconds of landing on your food, the fly will start vomiting a digestive fluid on your food. The fly is trying to get the food soggy enough so it can slurp it up because they don't have teeth. So they vomit digestive fluid on your food. So when a fly throws up on your food, even though it's a tiny amount, it could be spreading dangerous bacteria. Bacteria including salmonella, even E. coli. Now, keep in mind, not every fly is going to contaminate your food, but they could. Babies, elderly, people with weak immune systems, more susceptible. So what can you do? Well, when you eat outside, keep the area trash free because it's the trash that really brings the flies in. If possible, use citronella candles, other repellents. What do you mean repellents? Yeah, so a little safety tip next summer for your next picnic. Make sure to spray a can of DEET on your potato salad. All right, don't. See, people will actually... Well, God, the radio said it's okay. No, I'm just thinning the herd. All right, so it's time again for Normal or Nope. We love bringing in lovely Maria, who's always more than happy to help us out with these. She actually begs me to call her to do them, so...
I'm thrilled! Yay! Party!
Anyway, this has kind of become a new segment. I've had listeners start to send these in, and now we're getting a whole bunch of them. People asking, is the quirky things they do, is it normal or nope? So you ready to give a listen to some of these weirdos?
Yeah, we'll give it a shot, baby.
Normal or nope? I will do physically anything to not send food back to a restaurant. I just feel too bad. Preferring, is that true?
Nope.
No, you will send it back. Okay, so somebody...
I will send it back, but when it comes to closing stores, yeah, I usually tend to just throw them in the garbage.
Wow. All right.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
I prefer stale day-old Cheetos over a fresh bag. I like it to be spongy rather than crunchy.
Ew, no.
Normal or nope? Hearing a random person sneezing in public and saying, bless you. I do it all the time, but my partner thinks it's weird because you don't even know them. No, I don't. But I do know they sneeze, so bless you. Saying bless you to strangers, basically.
No, well, my mom kind of taught me that that's just a courtesy, that that's a kind thing to do. So if someone takes it personal, they're really too sensitive.
Yeah, so that's normal. I do it too. I've said bless you or Gesundheit to strangers. All right.
Yeah, I find it normal too.
All right. Constantly leaving time on the microwave so the next person has to clear it before they can use it. I have at least one coworker that does this in the kitchen every single day. No idea who it is. Is this objectively annoying, or am I the crazy one?
I think it's funny. Get over it.
About a third of a second it takes to hit the clear button.
Yeah, but I don't hit the clear button either. And yes, I do tend to leave it. So I'm not saying that's normal, but I'm not saying it's abnormal either.
Okay. Normal
I'm in
or
the middle on that one.
Drinking water that you just left sitting around for a day or so in whatever cup.
I do it all the time. I literally just did that at home. And what sucks is the cats can get into it, but you know, they got clean tongues, so whatever.
Sure they do. All
that's
right.
What they say.
Normal or nope? Finishing a soda in a plastic bottle, then taking off the little tamper ring around the bottle nose with my teeth and chewing on it.
Nope. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It sounds like something your little puppy William Shatner would love.
He would love to do
just
that.
To chew on that. No, not normal. All right, I got two left. Swallowing a bit of the mouthwash to get all of your throat. What? I'm not sure it's not great to drink. Oh, I'm sure it's not great to drink, but I'm just... doing my mouth a favor so it doesn't feel enough of my brush already to get those spots in my throat. So you need wash on the throat somehow. So I swallow just a little.
When I gargle, you do tend to get a little down your throat. So,
but do you do that on purpose?
No. It's not normal, but really I understand why he does it. But it obviously he just needs to resort to gargling.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, one more. Normal or no? Getting the same thing at a restaurant you go to because that's the thing you like and you don't want to try anything new.
Normal.
Yeah, I go to certain places for certain things. I know what I like. Of course, we're old people.
Yeah.
So that's
we know our favorites.
That we're stuck in our ways. That's a total old person answer for us. All right, but we'll leave it at that.
It's a creature of habit, darling.
Yeah, old people, like I said. All right.
You're old. Forget it. Not talking to you.
Bye, baby.
Gotta go. Bye.
How's your day going? Let's see. Something weird. You know, going into Monday, I always kind of look up something weird that I can find. And I found this. Because it's weird. It's Hulk Hogan in reverse. In an old interview in the 80s or early 90s. With Gene. And their and somebody took the video and ran it in reverse. to make it sound like Hulk is angrily summoning a demon. If you don't believe me here, hold on, listen to this. Here he is. That's Hulk Hogan in reverse summoning a demon. And when you look at the video, he even looks like he's doing it. Oh, that's creeping me out. Just creeping me out. That's one thing we got out of the weekend. You want another? Okay. Well, how about this? The workers at Disney theme parks have a request. They would appreciate it if you would stop pooping in line. Yes, the Pulitzer Prize-winning news site SF Gate just did a big article on a long-standing rumor that some Disney guests are so desperate to keep their spot in line, they'll resort to relieving themselves right there on the ground. According to the write-up, it really is true, and it happens at Disneyland, Disney World, both, more than you'd think. Someone on Reddit recently said they saw a parent let their kid drop a deuce while standing in line for the ride Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. But here's the sad part. An employee backed him up on the comments, said, yeah, there are actually 3 poop-related incidents that day, just in that one line alone. That's a popular ride. Get excited, get a poop. Kids aren't the only ones doing it, though. And it doesn't just happen outside. Another worker at Disney World said it's specific hallways. Hallway employees call the poop hall because it happens so much. That one's in line for Avatar, Flight of the Passage. So be careful if you're standing in that line, because that's the poop hall. Two former Disneyland janitors also talked about this in a book in 2015 called Cleaning the Kingdom. There's a whole chapter called Disgusting Things in the book. They said it's so common, there's a secret code for it. It's code H. Used to mean a horse relieved itself on Main Street. Now the H stands for human. We got a code H. We've got a code H in the poop hall at the Avatar ride. Code H in the poop hall. So what do you do if you're halfway through a 4-hour line and need to use a bathroom? Apparently you just flag down an employee and tell them they'd much rather they let you back in line than to have to clean up yesterday's lunch. The thing is, though, I mean, most of us don't go on these rides alone. Certainly somebody can watch. Are you there solo? Here's the other thing. Who the hell waits in line for 4 hours for? There is no ride on this earth I will wait 4 hours for. When we go to those theme parks, we go in the off season and we go on Mondays and Tuesdays. Never a line. Years ago, we took the kids. We did Indiana Jones like 5 times in a half an hour. Nobody was there. It was great. I will never wait in line. There's nothing I need to see. There's no concert. There's no new phone, video game. There is nothing that's going to make me wait in line. I mean, especially to the point of being in line long enough where I have to poop in line. That should be an indicator you're standing in line way too long. You're going to poop yourself right there. But of course, this is radio, and how can we not? I mean, honestly, how can we not put that to music, right? It's a world of, you're a world of, it's a world of, and a world of,
let it go, I am one with the wind. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, salagadoola, metricaboola, bibbidi bobbidi, it's a small,
small world. Yeah, this is a very highbrow show.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Do you have a favorite slang word, or is there one you're tired of? Every generation has their fair share of slang, right? Every generation has its slang. It's cool, uncool, desperately trying to be cool. not giving a rat's ass. I don't know. There's a new study out about the most and least popular slang for all age groups. Includes the most used slang words. For boomers, number one is bummer, followed by mellow and wannabe. I don't remember. Trashed my mellow, man. Okay. For Gen X, it's chill, followed by lame and bummer. So bummer works for boomers and Gen X because it crossed over there. For millennials, number one is OMG, followed by chill and lame. So there's some crossover with Gen X there. For Gen Z, it's selfie, followed by OMG. So OMG is the crossover for millennials. So each one has a crossover from the previous, I noticed. But there's also a rundown of the slang words we just want to go away forever. Boomers would like to ditch the term Gucci and sheesh. Sheesh. I don't think I've ever used either of those. Gen X, they want to cancel thirsty. How about we cancel cancel? Can we cancel cancel? I'm surprised boomers aren't done with cancel. Clap back and slay. For millennials, they want to forget slay, sus, and clout. Didn't know those were used. Gen Z, they want to banish savage. And what is sksk? What? S-K-S-K-S-K. I don't even... And POV, is in point of view? Really? That's a... I didn't know that was really slang as much as initials for point of view. But okay. You'd think that there wouldn't be much argument there, but everything is cyclical, right? I mean, for example, Gen Z wants to use more of sheesh and clapback, which are the ones that Gen X wants to get rid of, and boomers. While the older generation is more looking to use more of Gen Z's castaways. It wasn't all negative, though. The generations were also asked which slang words they'd like to bring back. Boomers, we'd like to bring out far out. Okay, far out. I'd love to bring back far out. Peace out and bummer. Gen X wants to revive right on. Okay, that'd be okay. Groovy and epic. All right, Gen X. I'm about all of those. I still use groovy a lot. Millennials want to bring back cool cat. Cowabunga. And talk to the hand. Oh, please, God, not talk to the hand. Don't. No. Gen Z wants to bring back YOLO, rad, and what's up? Oh, I don't think I like any of those ideas. Also includes top vintage slang in every state. Terms like bogus and all that in a bag of chips. Fat or barf me out. Remember those? But see, cool, where's cool on all that? Everybody, all of them still use cool. I know Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, boomers, we all still use cool. That never really went away. Or is that just me? Maybe that's just me. Another great week in Crapper Creek under our belts. Next week, one of my favorite. It is the holiday show. We've got lovely Maria doing a holiday edition of Would You Rather. We'll do that. Fun with Santa Claus. We're going to look at some of the worst holiday movies. We're going to look at why Christmas Hallmark movies suck. It's the Christmas special, and it's all next week, just in time for you guys to listen as you drive over the river and through the woods. Or maybe you're going through the river and over the woods to Grandma's. Either way, take along the podcast, and we'll talk to you next week live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.